This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine. I'm David Hunt. This is Joy 94.9. One of our regular guests. I tried to stop his calls from coming in, but he seems to sneak in somehow along the way. Rowan Sheehan, hello.
Hello, David. How are you today on this wonderful Sunday afternoon?
Oh, look, how could you not be happy because we're on Joy? But the arts is suffering so badly because you come on every second week to talk about arts gossip and what's going on in the wonderful world of the arts. It's pretty quiet, but it's not quiet.
Well, no, look, all the theatres and galleries are all closed, but some have actually been quite smart and have moved to doing a lot of things online, so which is actually quite fun. So organisations have been quite creative in what they're presenting. So, you may not be able to actually visit, say, Arts Centre Melbourne, but you can actually go in onto their website and see other sides of the organisation that you may not have actually seen before. You can go in. They've got a program at the moment called Together With You, and you can actually go in and see what they have in their collection of the Australian Performing Arts Collection. And, they've got things surrounding Chrissy Amphlett, from the Divinals. Yeah. They've got costumes and items from Kylie Minogue. And, they've got Peter Allen, who was the internationally famous Australian performer. And, if people didn't know, they've got a lot of holdings in their collection, such as clothing. And, they've got one of the biggest collections of Hawaiian shirts. And if anyone's ever actually been down to the actual store to have a look where they look after all these items, they've got racks of Hawaiian shirts, and it's actually quite hilarious looking at the different styles of items Peter used to wear. And, and of course they've got his maracas and they've got...
Because they had a major exhibition, didn't they? They've got so much.
Well, they did because Brian Cudd donated a large... his personal collection back in 2008. So, who was a long-time assistant and friend to Peter Allen. So, the Performing Arts Collection, it sort of looks after the holding and, yes, they did do an exhibition. So, of course, it's got a lot of, they've got books of clippings of, when he appeared in the paper and all that sort of stuff. So, and people can actually access that. It's by appointment, but not at the moment. If you're doing legitimate research on performers such as Peter Allen. But, other things are they've got stories about Judith Durham, who was from the Seekers, Archie Roach, who was the Australian Indigenous living legend. So, look, we're very lucky to have this holding and that, an institution such as the Performing Arts Centre Melbourne does look after that. But,
also, Rowan, with the Arts Centre, is that they actually have a whole education area as well, don't they? And there's so much stuff online, education-wise.
Well, there is. You can go in and, there's different clips that you can actually see. There's one there, 10 Years of Dig Deep, which was a look at youth hip-hop and urban music that the Arts Centre did run. So there's a 30-minute documentary on how they did that. And, there's podcasts on there of different performers talking about last year. I think there was a installation called A Mile in My Shoes. So you can go, you could, it was a storytelling exhibition. So people were invited to walk in literally and hear stories about different performers. And so you can actually go see this online, you know, and there's stuff related to the Australian Music Vault. At the moment online, they're talking about music and surfing, you know, the relationship of how music has played a very important part in, you know, sporting activities within the country. So, which is a little bit of people probably would not associate with that. And, you know, you can go online and find download playlists and all that sort of stuff. So there's a huge wealth of materials there that people can have a look.
Well, the Music Vault is the biggest music industry collection in Australia, and it's, and the main founders are Michael Kadinsky and Molly Meldrum, with Kylie being heavily involved as well.
Well, that's right. And look, I was very fortunate when they launched that to be part to actually attend the launch. And though you can't do it at the moment, I've actually been on one of the music tours that they actually take you around the city. You go in a minibus, and they have someone there guide you through it. And we spent about 3 hours one day on a bus touring to all these music spots around Melbourne, and things where, you know, there were music studios and where certain things that were key elements of the Australian music industry. And it was really, really interesting. So once the Arts Centre's back up, people can check that out. But there's things online about that anyway that you can sort of view or read. So, but look, the Arts Centre's not the only institution in Melbourne. The Australian Centre for Contemporary Art down in South Bank has just called for digital items that people can create, and so they'll put it online. So, and you've got to take it, the theme around is where we are at the moment, you know, being isolated. So they're asking people to create works, so which will form an online exhibition. The Melbourne Recital Centre, you know, has got their Here Together program, and they've got, you can go online and hear such as Saizeji Ensemble present their Dare to Hope this week. You know, Anzac Day is on next Saturday, so there's programming surrounding that. But, yeah, there's a lot of things happening online. YouTube is screening a lot of works. Last year, 3 Weeks in Spring, which is a new Australian musical, was filmed live at the Sydney State Theatre. Well, people will be able to actually access that next Saturday and Sunday free to have a look at that. And, you know, it's a good moment when, you know, you can actually see a new Australian musical being developed. And, you know, it was a tryout season, and, you know, look, they're hoping that it might tour in the future throughout the regional areas of Australia. You know, the Australian Ballet is continuing with its digital season online. So we've got Cinderella coming up, which is the Alexei Ratmansky's performance. So that's currently screening online, and people can see that for the next 2 weeks. And then, you know, Romeo and Juliet, Graham Murphy's interpretation, will screen from Friday the 1st of May. So, look, there's a lot happening out there at the moment. People are not sort of sitting back and hibernating. Some people are actually being very creative in what they're doing. Hope New Works will be screening Amity Dries, The Mother Life, from on next Tuesday. And people, they've been workshopping it at the moment. But they've got an ambitious program of 10 works over the next 4 weeks that people can connect with them online to actually see it. And, you know, one day some of these works may make it onto the stage once we're allowed back out again.
Yeah, which is, I reckon it's only going to be just over a month before we will be able to get out and about. But I don't think theatres will be open, or the galleries straight away, though.
No, look, I think we'll probably find, you know, due to the distancing laws that people want, they're still wanting to have spatial distancing, that theatres, some of the smaller galleries might get an opportunity, but look, it's hard to say at the moment. And, you know, and live music venues will probably be the last venues to actually reopen, because, you know, it's part of the atmosphere that everyone is in close contact. So look, it's a wait and see at the moment. The government has just said that it will be in lockdown for at least another 4 weeks. So look, it's a time for people to be creative. There's a time for people to actually you know, read. There's lots of Australian books out there that have been released. Some have been brought forward so people can access them as well. So look, there's a lot happening out there. But it is, look, it is a strange feeling, you know. David, you know me, that I'm a bit of a social being, that I'm usually out two or three nights of the week. So it is strange sort of being at home. But look, online sort of being able to find things and finding the actual time to actually view things on various platforms and all that. So, yeah, look, it's been an educative time, but it's also been a time of learning and time of getting other things done, which is sort of, yeah, it's exciting, but, yeah, you know, there was an element of despair there as well.
Yeah. Well, last week, for only 2 days, the London production of the revamp of Jesus Christ Superstar with Tim Mitchin playing Judas was on, and it was spectacular. Did you happen to see it?
Yes, well, look, it's quite funny. I actually have the DVD of that production.
Oh, okay.
So I have seen it before, but I did watch it last weekend. So, and look, it is a spectacular production. And look, Tim Mitchin actually surprised me, because,
brilliant
with that. He is... stands his own, you know. He's a talented writer of musicals, you know, Matilda being one of them. But he's a consummate performer, and, you know, and just brought a new element to it. But, you know, that production of Jesus Christ Superstar was spectacular. But this week, I think it's this weekend, I think it's actually screening now, is the Royal Albert Hall production of The Phantom of the Opera, which was produced to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Phantom of the Opera. So we've got Raman Karamlu playing the Phantom, and Sierra Borges playing Christine. And it's an expanded production. And so if anybody, you can view it on What's on Stage. Yeah, it's looking spectacular, and it's large cast. The music's played with a large symphony orchestra, so it really, really brings it out. But, you know, look, there are other musicals galore. Disney Channel's actually screening some musicals. Newsies comes to mind at the moment. Well, there's two versions of Newsies on that channel, one being the actual movie, but one's the Broadway version that was filmed back in 2017. So, look, there's a lot out there to keep people amused during this time.
Brilliant. And your website will help people navigate all of this. What is it?
Well, it's Australian Arts Review, so www.artsreview.com.au. We're publishing every day. So, look, there's a lot of visual art happening at the moment. As I said, a lot of books are being released. And we're also talking about, you know, if... featuring different shows and developments that people are doing as well at the moment, so people can keep up to date with what's actually happening around the country, not just here in Melbourne, but around the country as well.
Brilliant. Rowan Sheehan, thank you so much for chatting with us. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Thanks, David. Take care, everybody.
All right. You're on Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.